I don't remember when we did our 24-hour prayer. I just was sitting here thinking about it, but it wasn't that long. Was it 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
The weekend before Thanksgiving.
The weekend before Thanksgiving. And so since that day of the 24 hours of prayer, we've been praying 12 hours a day. And, you know, for the last 6 weeks, I think, in my fellowship, I've taught on prayer. Because it's such a tremendous subject in God's Word and, you know, in the Old Testament. And, you know, you can go through all seven administrations and there's prayers in all of them. And it's a tremendous thing to remember, to talk to God a lot. Because He's the only one that always is listening. You know, you can talk to people. I shared this at my fellowship the other night, you know. You can talk to people and they'll go, oh, really? And they're not thinking at all about what you're saying. They'll go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I get it, yeah. I understand. And they're thinking about soup or pizza. God isn't. When we talk to God, He has His ear open to our cry. And it's been such a blessing to pray for all that time. It's just been really, really great. When you get in the habit of doing it on a consistent basis and for a consistent amount of time, you find yourself developing in ways to even communicate with God. I mean, speaking in tongues, obviously, it's always perfect prayer, but you're talking to God and you're what you're asking Him for, how you talk to Him, how you approach Him. He just wants us to approach Him. So I thought today, because yesterday was the closing of the 12 hours of prayer that we did every day, I thought it would be appropriate to have the subject be on prayer. And the first person that's going to teach, I've known for a long time. I got here in 1982, so how long ago was that?
39 years.
And what are you, 41?
41.
Yeah. So I actually remember seeing Chris for the first time in this little teeny apartment in, is it Lyndhurst?
Mm-hmm.
It was the best. Anyway, so, and I've known Chris for a long time and seen Chris just grow in such a wonderful way. He went to a place in New Jersey that didn't have any believers with a few other believers, and they have developed a wonderful fellowship down there. There's three fellowships now.
Three
fellowships, three thriving fellowships that have grown leaps and bounds, and there's probably 40, 50, 60, how many people do you think you got?
About that.
Yeah, since they moved. So that's quite a testimony to Chris and to his believing and his love for God and for people. And I've been really blessed to know him through his life, and be blessed to know him even more through his life. So the first person that's going to teach today is Chris Sinardo. So Chris, you want to teach?